Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The ACC is spoiling Mac Brown's plan to be conference champion. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. When Brown returned to Carolina for his second stint, he was asked about the Tar Heels' realistic chances to win their first ACC championship since 1980. He smiled and said with divisional play he liked their chances better than when he was here from 1988 through 1997. During that stretch, Florida State was the dominating program, winning 9 consecutive conference titles and ranked in the top 5 nationally for 14 straight seasons. No one else really had a chance back then because Florida State was so good, Brown said. He could say the same thing about Clemson, which was amid 6 straight titles when Brown came back. But he saw one big difference, and that was divisional play. Before the ACC split into the Atlantic and Coastal, there was no championship game, and the team with the best regular season record was the champion and went to whatever big bowl the league had as a partner. With Clemson and Florida State both in the Atlantic, Brown believed Carolina and the Coastal gave the Tar Heels a path to at least a championship game, where at the end of a long season, anything could happen. For example, Larry Fedora's best team won the divisional title and gave Clemson a good game in Charlotte before the Tigers prevailed 45-37. With this being the last season of divisional play before the top 2 teams in the overall standings begin advancing to the championship game, Brown thinks the odds of another team besides the favorite will decrease in the future. He liked UNC's position in the Coastal, which was borne out when each of the 7 teams won the division over a 7-year span. The Heels' 3 primary opponents in the new format for 2023 are Duke, NC State, and Virginia, which they played every year anyway. Duke and Virginia are in the Coastal, and State was UNC's 1 primary rival every team had. So this season, both divisions look closer than they have been. Clemson finally did not win the Atlantic in 2021, giving way to Wake Forest, and Pitt emerged as Coastal champion after a dogfight in that division the entire way. No matter who was picked to win each division in 2022, all the other schools appear to have a reasonable chance of getting to the championship game. The dynamic completely changes when the first and second place teams in the league of 14 make it. The actual odds may be the same, but the climb to the top of the standings will look far more daunting. This is Archansky. See ya.